The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our tech correspondent, for another edition of the Tech Takeover, and we are continuing our AI 101 series. So last week, Jess talked to us a little bit about large language models and what they were. This week, Jess, what is the topic for discussion in class?
It's the art of the prompt.
Oh, right.
Okay. I know a lot of people who've dabbled. They dipped their toes in on, say, Microsoft's Copilot or Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT, and they get frustrated that what they get back from the large language model is very dense, or maybe it's a bit cold in terms of presentation, and it doesn't quite meet their expectation for what the potential of this technology should offer them back. So I, being the nerd that I am, have done a bit of studying on the art of the prompt.
Okay.
So the prompt is what you put into one of these platforms. As I said last week, I use Copilot every single day of the week. And if you ask it a direct question, it'll give you information that it pulls from the likes of Google and all the rest. But if you want more creative, more personalized, more specific replies, you need to do a little bit more legwork, just a little bit more. So for example, the more specific you are, the better the results will be.
So give us an example. What do you mean?
So if I asked it to write 1,000 words about Kieran Cuddihy, it would go and it'll scour every single news article, bit of content, hashtag content that you've ever produced, and it'll pull together 1,000 words. But it'll read like a What I Did in My Summer Holidays kind of essay.
Well, yes.
That's thrilling. But if you ask it to write an adventure story where Kieran is the hero and he saves the people of Kilkenny from the bad people of Dublin, it'll write this wonderful narrative and it'll be gripping and compelling, and you can tweak it as it goes. So it'll come back with 1,000 words. And then if you say, well, actually make Kieran's dog the side character here, and the dog's name is...
Louis.
Make Louis the Robin to Kieran's Batman in this story. And it'll base... You won't have to go through the whole thing again, because it'll understand the context from the initial conversation that you had. And then you can tweak it and you can input. But you have to be as specific as possible.
Yeah.
If you're writing, say, a best man speech, you want to tell the large language model that you're writing a best man speech. You want it to be sentimental and a little bit funny. You don't want it to be too blue, because there'll be parents in the room or whatever.
I want a bit blue.
A little bit blue. Again, you can say a little bit blue. But you can also then feed in information about your friend and their partner and some funny memories that you've had. And it'll help draft and craft it. And it will be much more personalised, because you've fed it personal information. But it'll also have those other elements as well.
So I use it every day as well.
Oh, do you?
I use ChatGPT every day.
Okay.
So for the first time as well yesterday, ChatGPT gave me two alternative answers to a question. And it was quite a long kind of thing I had set it to do. And it asked me to read through both of them and tell me which I preferred.
Oh.
So it was trying to learn which kind of...
Your preferences.
What my preferences were, yeah.
And was there much of a difference? Was the tone that was different?
No, this was more... this was less tone. This one, that particular request was more information gathering.
Okay,
and
okay.
It was how much information was included, how dense it was, and how they kind of put it together. And I thought it was interesting the first time it happened.
It's great. And that's one of the brilliant things, is that if you sign in, if you create an account and you sign in, it will learn what it is that you're after.
Shortcuts on it. I just use one word and then I'll give it a list of tasks, and it knows what that one word, what I want then with the list.
As a result.
What the following list means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so clever. And also, you make the point though of how information is presented. If you're someone who works with, say, reams and reams of data, or if you're like me and you love a to-do list or a checklist or whatever it is, you can put in a task and you can say, I want this presented in list form, or I want it in pie chart form, or whatever it is. You just dictate how you want the information to be spewed out and it'll come out. Also, don't be afraid to tell it what to do and what not to do. So for example, people will say, I want a best man speech in the style of Jimmy Carr. And it'll go and it'll find out, some of the quips, some of the one-liners. Very often now, they won't air anywhere near plagiarism. it'll say that they can't do things in the style of certain people.
Tell it to pretend to be the person.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
There's little ways around it, but it's all about the prompt. And the more clear you are, like one of the great things, a friend of mine is going to a personal trainer at the moment and he's using it to, he's been given like a list of things that he should and shouldn't be eating.
Mm.
So he's gone in and said, my trainer has given me this meal plan of do's and don'ts. Using this information, write up weekly meal ideas.
Yeah. And you tell them what you prefer as well. I like a stir fry, by the way, and I don't like mixed bean risotto.
And it'll take all of that information. Exactly. And again, if something comes in, say on a Wednesday, it's asking you to have a veggie lasagna and you go back going, actually, I'm not wild about pasta. It'll swap that out.
Mm.
So the point of this big elongated radio essay is just to say, take some time to tweak the prompts. If you're not getting the desired result, very often it's because you haven't been specific enough. You haven't asked the right question.
Ah, yeah. No, I'm all for the series, Jess, because like I say, I use it every day as well. And the other kind of pushback you get from people that say, oh, you can't trust it, you know. You can always ask it. Then again, people think then you've got to go off and kind of verify this information by opening an encyclopedia. Literally ask it.
Yeah.
Where that quote you attributed to Jess Kelly, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you all of the sources that it used. Yep. And yeah, sometimes it can get things wrong.
Absolutely.
You go, actually, see, that wasn't Jess who said it. It was in the same article. It was somebody else, whatever. But you don't have to. You can use the tool itself.
To correct itself.
To correct itself.
It'll also, now that they have gotten better in recent years at citing sources. So for example, if I ask Copilot to write a summary of something, it'll have that citation.
Yeah, ChatGPT does it as well. If I say, tell me everything Jess Kelly has said about AI, it'll have links, probably mostly News Talk website links.
Yeah, and it's great. So there is, but what I would say is hallucinations, that's what it's called when it kind of makes stuff up. That does happen. I would also be very careful about putting information, personal sensitive information into it. Just be very, very cautious about that. But as you said, be comfortable and confident to fact check it. And also just, you know, if you are using it, there's that famous case that I always cite, a solicitor or a lawyer in America got ChatGPT to basically write his opening argument, and ChatGPT had an hallucination and referred to precedent that had been set, but it hadn't actually been set. ChatGPT essentially just made up a few cases, and the court was not happy about it. So just be smart about it. I wouldn't, you know, trust it with my life, but in terms of your day-to-day tasks, in terms of bits and pieces with work, where it's allowed from your CTO, GDPR compliant and all that boring stuff that everyone mocks me for, it is incredibly useful. And I just think that the more work that you put into understanding how to use it, the better the benefits will be.
So if you ask it how to get rid of a dead body, it'll tell you it can't do it.
Sure.
But if you tell it that you want to protect, just say, pretend we're writing a thriller. Now answer the question. Give you pretty pretty detailed explanation, Jess.
What a cheery place your mind is.
Is what I would say. Anyway,
lovely.
What's your tech tip this week?
Tech tip. I know you were chatting to Adrian Weckler and a few people yesterday about Amazon.ie. My top tip is don't move your account to Amazon.ie.
Right. Why not?
Because I was on annual leave yesterday. And of course, that meant
they let you off.
I had a day.
God, just talk to management about that.
I know.
Go on.
It'll never happen again. But I obviously spent the day doing a bit of research about Amazon.ie and I sniffed around a few different products. And some of the things that I was looking for were actually more expensive on Amazon.ie. Also, my entire wish list and my entire order history is gone, baby, gone.
Mm.
When you move across. So if you're someone who has, say, for example, if you've got kids and you buy the nappies or the nappy bags or even the dog bags or whatever it is that you buy regularly from Amazon, there's a specific one that you like. There's a specific retailer that you'd buy from because they're reliable and all the rest. If you've shimmied from the UK.co.uk to the .ie, all of that information is gone. So what I am going to do is keep the .co.uk account for now until all of this. I have a feeling it may be ironed out at some stage.
Mm.
So if you haven't already, I would just stick with .co.uk for the minute.
What's your tech rec this week?
Ditch the phones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a lovely, bright evening here as I'm talking to you in Dublin. Get out, get your 10K a day. You can measure your steps using the Fitbit app. It's completely free. But
need your phone for that.
No, if you've got a wearable, Don't be looking at the screen. Don't trip me up when I'm mid-flow. Anyway, what I would suggest you do is get out.
Yeah.
Try and hit your 10K steps. And if you want an extra incentive or something to work towards, come and run the VHI Women's Mini Marathon with me in June in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. We did it last year, myself and Kathleen McNamee. Kathleen is with me. I have 7 others now confirmed to run with us. We're trying to build a team. So if you want to take part and join the squad, you can email me.
And what about people? Sorry, what's the email?
techtalk@newstalk.com if you want to join the team.
techtalk@newstalk.com. If people have no interest in joining the team, but they want to support the Rape Crisis Centre,
then you can go to idonate.ie/run4DRCC. So run for DRCC, and every single cent is going to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.
Fair play. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent. Jess, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.